So, Harry, Cat said, any clue for me who you're supposed to be? Harry's outfit nearly matched Cat's in sumptuous material, but the comparison ended there. A waist-length cape, open to show a ruffled white shirt unbuttoned at the top, trousers fit more like dancers' leggings, and all of it topped off with a cap that he could only describe as rakish, complete with an iridescent feather shooting out the back. I'd better just tell you, I am a pirate. Harry grinned as he stuck one leg out and did a half bow. I've met some pirates in my time, but that, not exactly what I expected either. But apparently, back in the days of Walter Raleigh and other seafaring rapscallions, the commanders of ships that did the looting also had a keen sartorial sense. And that, said Cat, nodding to the cutlass that swung from a belt around his waist. Harry stepped back a safe distance and, with a swish of steel, drew the long blade and adopted a dueling pose. Courtesy of great-great-uncle William, renowned swordsman of the 16th the Queen's Lancers, and hero of the Battle of Aliwal, back in 46, don't you know? He carved the historic sabre through the air a few times, as if parrying unseen attackers, then returned it to its scabbard. Normally lives in the ballroom up at the manor. Lavinia said I could hang on to it. Thought I might stick it on my study wall. Well, I know who to come to if my honour needs defending, said Cat. Don't count on it, said Harry. Last time I had a sword fight, I was at school. You know, Harry, that's not something you hear people say much back home in Brooklyn. Fencing! Good God, woman. All part of an English gentleman's education. She took a step closer to him. You have not forgotten a mask, have you? Harry reached into a side pocket on the inside of the cape, pulled out a bright red mask and slid it on. And for a moment, he stood there, looking at his suddenly serious wife while she gazed at him. The masks working their magic. Thinking, maybe let's just forget about the party tonight. Time you two were going. I'll do any clearing up. Things will be nice and tidy, whatever hour you get back here. Harry turned to Maggie. Sure you won't come too? I'm sure we could whip up something quick that would suit you. Maggie laughed. My days of fancy dress parties ended long ago, Sir Harry. To be honest, I don't think they ever started. Now, hurry along. Who knows what support your dear aunt may need? Harry took Cat's hand and, as if escorting some beautiful stranger, he walked her to the door. A night in Venice was about to begin. Feeling $1 million in her amazing dress, Cat walked arm in arm with Harry down the long drive towards Midworth Manor, flaming torches every 50 yards or so, making the event seem more like a medieval pageant. In the distance, across the gentle slopes of the meadows, she could see the manor house glowing in the golden light of the early evening. The sounds of a jazz band drifted towards them, mingled with distant laughter and conversation. It seemed the party was in full swing. Every now and then, a vehicle rolled past, filled with masked guests in ever more exotic outfits. Cardinals, soldiers, dancers, jesters, French courtiers, all crammed into open-topped cars, laughing gaily. Something surreal about it all, she thought. Other couples coming from the town had clearly also decided to walk, not drive, and Cat thought she recognized some faces behind the masks, and also new friends she had made since arriving here as Harry's mysterious New York bride. Tell you one thing, Harry, your aunt sure knows how to throw a party, said Cat. Oh, yes. When I was growing up here, they were a regular event, said Harry, and you never quite know who you're going to meet. The great and the good. And the bad, too, sometimes. Lavinia has quite broad tastes. Long as you're fun and interesting, that's all you have to be to get an invite. Though, of course, there are those who are invited because they have to be. Can't wait to meet them, good and bad, and in between, said Cat as they reached the house and joined a small throng of guests climbing the great steps towards the already packed entrance hall. At the door, she was greeted with a glass of champagne from a footman, and she stepped through, already thrilled by the party atmosphere. At her side, she saw Harry shaking hands in every direction. He grabbed her hand, a great feeling amid this sea of people, and they forced a path through the crowds towards the living rooms. Let's go find the music, shall we? He said, and off they went. The night is young, and it turns out, so are we.